welcome back to the Valentine's Day edition of Rosie on the House, where we're celebrating the 104th birthday of the great state of Arizona and broadcasting live from the shadows of the Arizona Capitol Museum. Dr. Jack August of the museum is here to visit with us. I don't know, where do you want to go? When we had our little pre-conference lunch, we talked about Carl Hayden, we talked about Goldwater, we talked about Burton Barr, Moses Sherman, the Babbitts, DeConcini, Polly, Rose. In the light of interesting characters, where do you want to go first?
Boy, all of them are interesting, and it's a really, and the fact you just ran through those names, we have a rich and colorful political history, and I think I've written books on Senator Hayden, Senator DeConcini, John Norton on the other political side, who became President Reagan's Deputy Secretary of Agriculture and still is active in Republican Party politics, but Evan Meekham, another colorful one, Fife Symington, and let's talk about someone that may not come to mind right away, Ernest McFarland, who had a very interesting career. Let me kind of telescope it. He is important. I'll start with probably the most important thing he did. He was, and we have Senator Goldwater to thank. In 1952, McFarland was our junior senator from Arizona. He was
This is a kid from like
Oklahoma.
Kansas or Oklahoma.
Okay. And a 2-year, finished Stanford 2-year. He talked real, had an Oklahoma accent, so he didn't, but he was a brilliant water lawyer from Pinal County and had served in office there. He upsets a sitting U.S. senator in 1940. He serves 2 terms in the Senate, becomes Senate Majority Leader, and then out of nowhere comes a guy named Barry Goldwater, who upsets him in 1952. Had Senator Goldwater not upset Senator McFarland in 52, McFarland would never have been governor. And he became governor, and we were involved in the Arizona versus California Supreme Court case.
Over
the rights to the Colorado River System water. And what he did was he changed attorneys. He was a good enough attorney. He saw the direction we were going. I won't mention the first attorney's name that was the lead attorney. He went in and made a change, and he put a guy named Mark Wilmer in there. Had he not done that, we would have lost the case, arguably.
Goldwater upsets McFarland. That makes McFarland available to run for governor. Wins office as governor, gets involved in this suit with California, and has the wisdom to change attorneys that then we, in a case we're losing.
Yeah, we were losing at the time, yes. Yeah. And in my book, Dividing Western Waters, Mark Wilmer in Arizona versus California, I outline this. And so in many ways, McFarland is one of Arizona's great heroes in terms of the future of our economy. And he had the wisdom to make a change, and he did it. He was very decisive. And though he did run again for the U.S. Senate to try to regain his seat in 58, he was not successful. But he didn't stop there. He went on to become Chief Justice of the Arizona Supreme Court. So here's a guy that was senator, governor, and then served in the judiciary in a very distinguished way. And Don here, who's with us today, designed this wonderful memorial on the Wesley Bowling Plaza that you and I just toured last week. And it's a fabulous thing, and I urge everyone to come down.
Y'all just commemorated it here just last year, right? It's just a year old,
right? Yeah. As a matter of fact, exactly a year ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the McFarland Memorial,
right?
Just next to the Arizona Mast, there, the USS Arizona Mast, and off to the south of that, south end of the mall.
Right. It complements the salute to the fallen of World War II and the USS Arizona memorial that's been there for a while, and that tells the story of World War II and that sacrifice, and this McFarland Memorial talks about the aftermath of World War II and the boom of the United States.
And McFarland had a particular heartbreaking period of his life, and the way y'all commemorated that in the memorial is really, it's subtle. It really clever.
Right. Well, it's a walking through a spiral of one's lifetime, and Mac lost his original family in the 1930s to disease, and so we have a big break in the wall and a dark black broken tile spear point piercing through the sidewalk. So as you read the exhibits, you kind of get a feeling in this place as you work your way towards the gateway of opportunity that he prepared for the people of America and Arizona through the benefits of the GI Bill of Rights.
You're really taking them through McFarland's accomplishments and through his vision of what he got done for the state of Arizona. And am I spoiling it? Because once you explained to me how you had the memorial set up, I mean, it all came together perfectly. So you finished this kind of a snail tour around the different placards that show his contributions to Arizona, his leadership, and his insights into the great state of Arizona. And then you let him walk through a gate and say, now what are you going to do?
It's a challenge. It's the handoff.
It is a beautiful memorial, Don. Y'all did a fabulous, fabulous job. Here broadcasting live from the Arizona Capitol Museum. We'll be back right after this. It's Rosie on the House.
Rural directory in the state by voting at RosieOnTheHouse.com or Ranking Arizona.